Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Alonzo from Des Moines is. Alonzo, are you there?
I'm ready.
Alonzo, are you the type of guy that would tune in to the cheat sheet on the men's room at 5:40 the previous day?
My wife is the type of gal that would do that for me. So I think she remembered two out of the three. So.
Oh, all right.
What in the living? How are we doing here, Alonzo?
He's giving it his all. All right, Steve, go ahead and get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Alonzo will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What color is the hat of the Jack in the Box mascot?
Red.
No.
Yellow.
Yes. What prominent facial feature is Hello Kitty missing?
A mouth.
Yes. How many stomachs does a llama have?
3.
Correct. In which sport is the Rocket Richard Trophy given out?
Hockey.
Yes. In The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, it is set on what river?
Mississippi.
Yes. What is the number 3.14 known as?
Pi.
Correct. Who is Wolfgang Van Halen's mom?
Pass.
Cyberphobia is the fear of what?
Computers.
Yes. Which South American country is home to Snake Island?
Brazil.
Yes. Who played Morticia Adams in the 90s franchise?
Oh, wow. 90s. Pass.
Who is Wolfgang Van Halen's mom?
Oh, my God. Well, don't know it.
And Morticia Adams, who played her in the 90s franchise?
Again.
Oh, all right. You know what? Nothing to be ashamed of there. You got 8, Alonzo.
Not bad. Hey, not bad.
It's a good one, Steve. This is going to be a good one for sure.
Okay.
Welcome back. Are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What color is the hat of the Jack in the Box mascot?
It is red.
No.
Yellow.
Yes. What prominent facial feature is Hello Kitty missing?
Mouth?
Yes. How many stomachs does a llama have?
They have 2.
No.
3.
Yes. In which sport is the Rocket Richard Trophy given out?
The Rocket Richard?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Golf?
No.
Tennis?
No.
Badminton?
No. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn is set on what river?
The Mississippi.
Yes. What is the number 3.14 known as?
Pi.
Correct. Who is Wolfgang Van Halen's mother?
Valerie Bertinelli.
Yeah. Cyberphobia is the fear of what?
The internet.
No.
Technology.
Yes. Which South American country is home to Snake Island?
Peru.
No.
Argentina.
No.
Mexico.
No. Who played Morticia Adams in the 90s franchise?
Oh, crap. Who is that? Selena Gomez.
No.
I don't know. I can't think of who it is. Jennifer Aniston.
No.
J-Lo.
No. Steve, with that, you got 7 correct, and that is a loss.
Oh.
8-7. Nice work, Alonzo.
Yeah, Chi-Chi came in handy.
That's,
yeah.
It sounds like it.
Wow!
Maybe the Mariners should borrow the cheat sheet.
The Rocket Richard Trophy is given out in hockey. The South American country
Oh, my gosh. It's the Rocket Richard.
Oh!
If you would have said Rocket Maurice Rocket Richard, the Rocket Richard.
You broke Taryn.
Like, I'm like, Usually when you say something wrong, I'm like, I would have got it right. And I'm being a troll. But if you said Rocket Richard, I would have said hockey.
I am just telling you, I would prefer a Rocket Richard over a Rocket Richard any day.
A Rocket Richard sounds like something a lady would appreciate.
Apologies for not knowing the correct pronunciation.
Never changed, Taryn.
Our friend did get correct that the South American country home to Snake Island is Brazil. And neither of you knew that Morticia Adams is played by...
Angelica Houston.
Angelica Houston.
Oh, yeah. It's played by Rocket Richard.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. Another game of Beat Migs will be at 8:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Yesterday, we learned that my son Barrett thinks that you, Steve Migs, are the coolest adult of all the friends that I have.
But who did you say is your favorite grown-up that's mommy's friend?
Steve.
Steve? What do you think is so cool about Steve?
Why are you so surprised?
Well, now we needed to find out who your daughter Tatum thinks is cooler, me or Danny. Yeah. So you asked her?
I did.
And we're going to find out who she picked after Soundgarden. Yesterday, we learned that my son Barrett, who is 6 years old, believes that a member of our show is the coolest adult out of all of the friends that I have.
Okay, Barrett, remember in the car earlier when we were talking and we were talking about all of mommy and daddy's friends that we have? But who did you say is your favorite grown-up that's mommy's friend?
Steve.
Steve? What do you think is so cool about Steve?
I don't know.
You don't know? Do you think he's going to think that's nice that you feel that way?
I've been flying high ever since. Even when I get in my own head with my anxiety, all I think is, well, at least I know that Barrett thinks I'm freaking cool.
He does.
But don't tell him.
Oh, you don't want me to tell him? I will not tell Steve that you think he's cool. Because then you know what might happen?
What?
He might get like a really big head about it.
Now, why would you think I would ever get a big head about something like this?
You clearly have not.
Steve is cool. Steve is cool. Barrett has declared that he is okay. Mom is too, but Steve is cool.
All right, fine. I might have made a song about it. But outside of that, I've been very... grounded about this proclamation from Barrett.
You know what? I don't blame you for wanting to like memorialize this moment. You know, it's pretty important. So now we wanted to see, we were very curious to know who your daughter would pick as the coolest between Danny and myself, Steve.
Right, and I figured just to kind of like give her some more context, you know, because I kind of put it on the spot, like, who do you think's cooler, Taryn or Danny? So I quizzed you guys yesterday about three of Tatum's favorite things, and that way she has a little bit more of an idea of, like, who you two are. So here's that moment where I quizzed you two.
What's your favorite color?
Oh, I'm not going to say it out loud. Well, I feel like Danny and I have the same favorite color.
What? This is like a quiz. I'm asking what your favorite color is to help.
Why did you make it so difficult?
I don't know.
I was reading Taryn's mind, though. You know why? Because she didn't want me to steal her answers to make it cooler. That's why she wanted us to say them at the same time.
All right, that makes a little bit more sense. Yeah. I'm like, why is Taryn making this so hard? Just tell me your favorite color.
To help determine whether or not she thinks you're cool or not.
Danny, say your favorite color on the count of three. One, two, three.
Orange. Okay. What's your favorite food?
One, two, three. Sushi.
Pizza. Okay, so Danny's got pizza, you got sushi. Those are two of her favorite things. Okay. And most importantly, who's your favorite member of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Oh, you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Raphael.
Michelangelo. Okay, well, I'll play these back and we'll figure out who Tatum thinks is cooler between the two of you.
And sadly, she did not like either one of you.
Oh,
so sorry
no.
To tell you guys that. No,
I'm kidding. She's out.
So you guys agreed with one thing, and then you disagreed with two other things.
Yeah.
Okay, so I played that back to Tatum. And I wish I would have had like a second camera or a second audio source. Because when I was playing it, she's like, oh, I know exactly who I'm picking. Oh, wow. And I was like, well, hold on 1 second. I got to record your answers. And then, of course, once I turn on my microphone... she gets quiet.
Yes.
But like she was just so fired up after hearing those three questions and those three answers that she knew exactly who she was going to go with. Who do you think she's picking?
I feel like the Ninja Turtle one might be the thing. I feel like she's going to go with Danny.
Okay, you think Danny. Danny, who do you think she's going with?
See, I don't think she's even listening to the answers at this point. I think she's just like, I like Taryn.
Okay. Well, let's find out.
Okay, Tatum, you watched the video of my coworkers and they answered the questions. Who do you think from my show is the coolest?
Danny.
Oh, no. I like how it was like a question. Danny?
Danny?
Why'd you pick Danny?
I don't know.
Okay, so just the same reason as Barrett did for picking me. I don't know.
You said that you knew after you watched it.
I just thought so, Dad.
Is it because, remember, did you hang out with him when we went to the zoo?
Yeah, I love orange.
She also loves orange, apparently.
Yeah. Well, we all have that in common, thank you very much.
Yeah, but he picked pizza and Michelangelo. I think it was the Michelangelo.
I knew it.
Did you think Taryn was cool, too, though?
Yeah.
But Danny's cooler.
Yeah.
Any last messages for the two of them?
Have a great day.
High five.
Do you want to watch, DJ? What?
Okay, now she's speaking like on behalf of DJ. I have no idea what's going on.
You have to speak on behalf of your dog. They don't have a voice otherwise.
Uh-oh. Here comes Lucy.
Lucy wants TikTok.
How does Tatum know what TikTok is?
Lucy told
it
to me.
At that point, I turned off. We had to have a conversation about how do you know about TikTok, Tatum? Apparently from the YouTube shows that she's watching.
Oh, boy. YouTube shows are out of control.
So, Danny, congratulations. Tatum thinks you are the coolest.
This is a story of a guy who likes pizza, the color orange, and Michelangelo. Hey, and I'm sorry, Taryn. I hate to break the news to you, but Tatum thinks
now Lily is my only hope.
I will say that I was going to be very disappointed if there was not a song. I was going to sing my own if I had to.
We don't disappoint here.
Yeah, thank you, robots.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday was a big bummer for Mariners fans, losing game 3 at home. But there was a winner yesterday. Humpy won the Salmon Run again. And many Mariners fans are just not as hyped up on it as it was the first time around.
We have another winner also. Danny was voted as cooler than you, Taryn.
We're going to go straight to the comments about Humpy at 8:20.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Game 3 of the ALCS back at home. Man, it was ugly.
Ugh. We got that out of our system. Game 4 is going to be a whole different vibe.
The score was 13-4. Yeah, we felt like big losers. But there was a winner. In a highly anticipated follow-up race, Humpy the Salmon won once again, and King 5 reported on it.
Fans are irate because they allowed Humpy to win a second consecutive race.
Now, do we really think fans were irate? Like, were people yelling and screaming, or just like, whatever?
F you, Humpy.
Because they had the race after that 5-run inning. So it's like right after that, then the Salmon race happens. I don't think anybody was in a good mood at that point.
Even though the score was 5-2 at the time, could have been a rallying cry, but they end up losing by a ton. What do you think?
I think we're going a little overboard with Humpy, to be honest with you. And I love Humpy. But I think we're getting a little too worked up over what Humpy does and doesn't do, and I don't think he should have won.
I mean, here we've been cheering for Humpy to win just one race the whole year. He finally wins one, but that's it.
You can't have him win again. You can't have him keep winning. He's the lovable loser. You can't be a lovable loser if you keep winning.
You know what? He is so lovable, in fact, that today has been declared Humpy Day, and everybody's encouraged to wear Mariners gear and celebrate the lore of Humpy.
Maybe my attitude would be different if we won yesterday, but I'm also like, this is dumb.
Well,
Like, there's nothing. Can't we have Mariner Day?
There's a lot of Mariners fans that are also not enthusiastic about Humpy Day, just like you, Steve.
What about J-Rod Day or Big Dumper Day?
Or Big Rumper is fine, too.
Yeah.
Big Grumper, any of the things.
Yes.
But a lot of Mariners fans are showing their disappointment with the Humpy story in the comments section. So let's go straight to the comments.
We found a bunch of comments, and some people were a little too unhinged. I think we're taking this a little too serious. It's just a dumb mascot. And we figured, who better to read it? Danny, what were you thinking?
First off, I was going to ask, is it you that was unhinged in the comments?
I was.
I feel like you might have been.
I was in a very bad mood yesterday. I was in a great mood until all of a sudden the Mariners stopped playing well.
F that fish.
Freaking George Kirby. Throw him out into the street with Humpy. No. All right, so who better to read it than somebody that also lives in the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yes.
Nice.
And I'll be honest, Robot SpongeBob seems a little unhinged.
Oh.
Especially with this first comment. Are you ready?
Yes.
Get a knife. Time to make sushi with that stupid salmon. Nobody cares. We lost.
I don't know why he sounds like a murderer.
He does. That is unsettling.
He calms down.
Okay.
Here's another comment from SpongeBob about Humpy.
This was the only good thing to come out of today's game.
Well,
That's correct.
Would you have liked to have seen him lose or what?
Humpy lose?
Yeah.
I would have liked to see the Mariners win.
That's fair. Yeah. Why do we care about this salmon run right now?
Wrong choice. Should be reserved for truly extraordinary circumstances.
Okay. Some people are being very analytical about whether or not you should let Humpy win or lose, myself included. I think it should only be for extra innings.
I think the vibes were definitely off at the time that they chose to do that.
What they should have done, if they were great marketers over there, they should have had the other fish sabotage him. And then that would have been like the rallying cry, like, "Nah, you did Humpy dirty. He was about to win again, but they tripped him or something."
Or like do a hit on him. And like, you know, so he didn't even get to race. It was just the other three. Like, Humpy's hurt.
Or he's on his press tour.
Mariner's getting beat down. I can't believe poor Humpy has to watch this.
Yes, Humpy was very disappointed. It is a weird thing. Like, as dumb as it is, like, what a weird situation to be put in if you're the person in charge of the salmon run and, like, picking, like, who's winning it. Like, I would love to have been in the room when they had that conversation, because I'm sure there was an argument over whether or not they should let Humpy win.
No, it's a real race.
Oh, is it?
It's not predetermined, yeah, right, like wrestling,
right.
Okay?
My bad. That's right. Everything to me is predetermined, so. That would have been funny if they were just like, F it. Just let them run.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Now we'll just let whoever wins, wins.
Having Humpy win again might have cursed the Mariners.
Okay. See, now we've gone too far.
Don't even put that into the universe.
Now we're in the Humpy curse?
Oh, God.
We won two games after he won, though.
I know.
12 unanswered runs since this happened. You flew too close to the sun, and now you will feel its heat. Hope you learn from this.
What are we learning?
Humpy can never win again.
Whoever made this call simply doesn't understand how much positive mojo they squandered. The whole point was that he won once and it sparked something amazing. You can't just send him out there to win again the next time. It undermines the whole spirit and now nobody will care.
It just sounds like a typical disgruntled Seattle sports fan.
I'm going to write a novel about Humpy. We have one more comment about Humpy winning yesterday during that awful game with the Mariners and the Blue Jays. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Please tell me that when we win the World Series, there will be a Humpy Revered, and it will be Ichiro inside.
That would be awesome.
That would be the greatest. Even if it's not, that would be so funny if all of a sudden, like, let's just say, fingers crossed, we win the World Series. There's a big party, and at the end, they do say, now it's time to take off the Humpy head. And taking off the Humpy head, and it's like Ichiro or Jay Buhner or like one, like a Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh my, people would lose their minds.
Again, Humpy is real.
Oh, my
this
bad.
Race is real. You are ruining this for me. So I don't want to hear this anymore, guys.
Dan, let me come over later. I'll tell you about the Easter Bunny.
Oh, God.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Why in the world was there a shirtless Mariners fan running around outside the stadium before the game even started?
We've lost our minds.
We're going to tell you what's trending after Foo Fighters. If you take your coffee with a side of pop culture, you are in luck, because we've got some wonderful stories and we're about to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go.
Seattle Mariners lost game 3 of the ALCS.
Stop saying that.
13-4 against the Blue Jays. But speaking of Mariners, before the game even started, did you check out the craziness going on outside of the ballpark where a shirtless man was involved? This is King 5 reporting on it.
A King 5 viewer sent us this video of a man fighting with a street preacher outside T-Mobile Park before Wednesday's Mariners playoff game. It shows him stealing the preacher's sign, running off with it, then holding the sign above his head.
Danny, have you seen the video of this?
No.
You gotta do yourself a favor. Okay. Go on King 5's Instagram page. They posted it. The dude is shirtless, wearing like athletic shorts, and that's it.
I just want to know, where is his shirt and why is it off? I have so many follow-up questions.
The game hadn't even started yet, and he grabs, and it's just, I mean, look, I'm just as annoyed as those guys with those big megaphones, but you don't need to get physical with them.
Oh, my God.
Let's hope that one day we get to a point where we could just have them not be doing that, because it's ridiculous. But he's got the big, like, sign that the guy holds, and he's just running around the street shirtless.
I mean, I wonder if he had a ticket to the game. Did he not get to go inside? So many follow-up questions for this guy.
And then afterwards, that wasn't the only incident that happened with one of those outdoor preachers. Did you see I showed you the video. I can't find it now. It was on Instagram. It was like one of those things that showed up on my feed. And then once it disappeared, I don't know who posted it. But it was clearly after the game. Mariners fans are not very happy. Some guy is with his megaphone, or he had one of those, like, he had an amplifier and he had a microphone plugged into it, super loud. And there's a Mariners fan wearing a Cal Raleigh jersey at the corner of whatever, like right by T-Mobile Park. He just grabs the cord, rips it out of the speaker, and then takes whatever the guy was reading and just like throws the music stand down as well. Other people are yelling. I'm like, yeah, if you didn't need a microphone, you wouldn't have dumbass like this happen to you. It's like people were just losing their minds.
Oh, there was a lot of big feelings last night.
Did you catch the shirtless guy yet?
Oh, I saw it.
It's pretty awesome, right?
I mean, yeah. Honestly, at that point, I wish instead of like, because like he does like kind of like fight, like you said, at that point, I wish he would have just grabbed the thing and just, that would have been the thing. Just running around with it.
Yeah, to go into the game with it.
I've always wanted to do the drum. I want to borrow a snare drum and just go and just follow them around. And just be like, oh, what? No, I'm just standing here, man. I don't know who you
are. Get Bowie with that loud drum that he uses for the Let's Go Kraken and just have him bang that drum right in that person's ear. Speaking of mascots, and speaking, Bowie's got a new friend. Uh-oh. Yesterday, during the Utah Mammoth game, you know, they had their big home opener, and they introduced their new mascot. So Utah had a hockey team. They went with Utah Hockey Club for like the first season. Then they finally put it to a vote, and they ended up coming up with the name the Mammoth, which is like a prehistoric
Elephant.
And it has some ties to Utah, I guess. But so they unveiled their new mascot, and they had a big block of ice in the center of ice, and he busted through it, and then this happened. Tusky the Mammoth. He's 6'5". He's got mountain blue fur, a dark blue mohawk. He's got tusks, a big long trunk as well. I have to say, he looks freaking awesome.
A big fan already.
So you saw him?
Yeah.
Danny, have you seen him yet?
I'm looking at him right now.
How you feeling about him?
First off, it's awesome. Secondly, I just love their freaking uniform.
Yes!
Dude, the uniforms are freaking sick.
Yeah, he's awesome, though.
Yeah, his design was made to connect to the team with Utah's prehistoric past, where the mammoths roamed Utah more than 10,000 years ago. And he looks really cool.
I bet him and Bowie are going to get along great.
Or they're going to fight.
Ooh, who's going to win, a troll or a prehistoric mammoth?
Boy, we might need Gritty to help us.
Yes. The Daily Mix Show. There is one more chance for you today to try to take down Steve Miggs, and he has 327 wins, 106 losses, and 94 ties so far this year. Call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Miggs at 850.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.